since he left school, like generations of his family before him.
We've got langoustine from Scotland. From Madagascar, we've got these giant prawns, clams from France, lobsters flown in from Canada all the time.
His shop in North London offers a selection of produce from around the world. Mr. Perkis says many of his customers are concerned about the source of the seafood.
But I think a lot of customers rely on us to find sustainable sources where we get our fish from. And this is becoming more of a worry to us all the time. It's quite hard to source sustainable fish, but we can still get it.
EU trade figures show Europe's oceans are unable to sustain the bloc's voracious appetite for seafood. So the EU imports 60% of fish sold in Europe, €14 billion worth in 2005. Environmental groups such as Greenpeace claim the difference between supply and demand helps fuel a vast trade in illegal fishing. David Ritter is an oceans campaigner with Greenpeace UK.
Pirate fishing is a huge problem, and we're talking about fish that are stolen, we're talking about fish that come from sources that are unregulated, we're talking about fish that are simply not able to be tracked.
This is Greenpeace video shot off the coast of Guinea in West Africa. During a two-month mission, Greenpeace reported seeing around 50 commercial vessels fishing illegally. The environmental campaigners say many of these boats are owned by Chinese or Korean companies, which circumvent international treaties and take the fish stocks of developing nations like Guinea. Greenpeace says monitoring at European ports is so poor, illegal fish are easily incorporated with legal stocks. This is not disputed by the European Commission, which estimates over €1 billion worth of illegal seafood enters the EU each year. Cesar Devon is the Directorate General for Fisheries and Maritime Affairs at the European Commission.
The fight against pirate and illegal fishing is a fight against crime, or like the fight sometimes against delinquents and the fight against drugs, bribery or people trafficking. And these types of operators are always looking for methods that are more and more sophisticated.
Ces types d'opérateurs vont chercher toujours des méthodes de plus en plus sophistiquées.
The EU recently announced measures to ensure much stricter certification. Devon says member states will have to rigidly enforce the new rules.
We want to put in place a system of product certification so that each shipment, each container that arrives in Europe has to enter a certification system, no matter where it comes from, so that international fishing norms are respected.
The European Commission plans to introduce the new measures in October. Catherine Drew for VOA News, London.